Hello and welcome to the Pinball Sessions podcast. This is episode number 18 of the show that features our favorite tracks from sessions recorded at Pinball Studios in Guelph, Ontario. They are all live, off the floor, and pressure-free recordings by some of Canada and the world's best artists. And today, we have a cross-Canada and cross-continent show for you. First up will be C.R. Avery, the Weber Brothers, and Proof Rock, respectively from Vancouver, Peterborough, and Ottawa. And following them, we will have the Deslons from New Orleans. So it's going to be some great music today. We also have some interesting things to talk about after the music, including a show this Saturday in Guelph that is put on by Pinball Sessions, our new t-shirts, the fact that Pokey Lafarge will be released soon and you can help. And let's just get on to the music. We have a double whammy of fodder today, so there's a lot to get through. Here we have C.R. Avery, the Weber Brothers, and Proof Rock on the Pinball Sessions podcast.
He's got a strap on. We did a steal at the local drug dealer's house last night.
We got lots of toys.
No money, but a shower experience that was worth the door. I never felt so filthy after a shower.
My name is C.R. Avery, and this is the Weber Brothers, and we're featuring Proof Rock.
Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know the night. I want you to know the night. I want you to know the night. I want you to know. I want you to know. I want. I want. I want. I want. I want. I want. I want.
Well, Ron was on a trip to Evans Lake. His mom, Pa, and brother were fast asleep. He was wide awake, flicking around the hotel TV. And to his surprise, with a press of a button, he could have naked women before his eyes. Well, in the morning, the lobby was as busy like a beehive. His father said to the clerk, what's this charge for 1995? The clerk went through the bill, make sure it was right. He said, sir, that's the adult movie that you rented in your room last night. Well, his mom looked embarrassed, and he got a glare from his dad. Oops, said Ryan. Check this out. So Melinda of the housewife was really bored. Her husband was on business getting a work-related award. Called up Larry, said something's wrong with my stove. Over to Melinda's house, Larry drove. In the kitchen, they started getting it on. She pulled back, said, Larry, I can't do this. I'm just lonely because my husband's gone. He said, Melinda, you like the way my hands on your breast fell. She said, I'm sorry, Larry, so he pulled up his pants and did up his belt. But he slammed the door and he was leaving, so Melinda knew he was really mad. Oops, said Melinda. Our drummer right here, Mr. Marcus Brown. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. What? What? Shit. All right, let's kill that beat now. And this is Mr. Ryan Weber on the bass. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paul McCartney. Thank you, Paul. Check us out. Carlos was just 17, still in high school working at the local Dairy Queen. The next man in line stood in front of Carlos looking up at the ice cream order inside. He said, give me a root beer float. And then this remark jumped out of his throat. He said, this is a good job for Mexican runs, but I'm surprised you're working up here in the front. Carlos said, essay, I'll make this crystal clear. I ain't got to stand for that shit because I'm an employee here. Then he looked up to the heavens and said, God, why do you put assholes in this world? From this guy here to every other, every other SUV driving Harvard undergrad. Oops, said God.
From New Orleans. Abbey.
You can say,
they call me Dr. John, the Night Tripper. Is this too loud?
Yes, I see your intro.
Oh, is this mic maybe a... Howdy, Canada. We are the Deslons coming from New Orleans. And, this is our first pinball session. We're very excited to be here. Thanks for having us. Mm-hmm.
I guess that I don't care, and neither do you. Everybody done try to tell me we're through, but I don't really know, cause you never would have told me. Well, the night before you left, I could tell it like the sea. You really did not want to hold me, so I just faced the wall and tried.
Was a great track from the Deslons, formerly the Tumbleweeds, from New Orleans. They are a country soul, R&B, folk, and gospel influenced band whose three principal songwriters, Sam Doers, Riley Downing, and Cameron Snyder, endeavor to carry on the traveling country troubadour tradition of their heroes, Woody Guthrie, Hank Williams, Townes Van Zandt, and others. They are named after the street in the Holy Cross, where the band first wrote, practiced, and recorded, and where Sam Doers currently lives. And you can find them online as The Deslons on Facebook and Twitter, also as thedeslons.com for their website. And you heard a bit of fodder there. We had a double fodder episode, so that was pretty cool. Lots of fun, and that Dr. John track is one of my favorites of all time. Gree gree. So cool. And before that, we had some fodder and some music from C.R. Avery, the Weber Brothers, and Proof Rock. They are from Vancouver, Peterborough, and Ottawa, respectively. C.R. Avery is no stranger to pinball sessions. He already recorded a session with the Sojourners, and he is an outlaw hip-hop harmonica player, beatbox poet, beep, honk in the background, punk piano player, string quartet raconteur, rock and roll matador, and playwright. And he has toured with Billy Bragg and Buck 65, and has been described as Bob Dylan in the body of Iggy Pop, and is especially unique when paired with the Weber Brothers, who are from Peterborough, Ontario. Ronnie Hawkins is quoted as saying, "If I had the Weber Brothers with me in 1952, Elvis would have been my roadie." Damn, how do you live up to that? Well, it's easy. They were indoctrinated into Ronnie's legendary band, The Hawks, and have spent the last 10 years and 6 albums honing their skills. They're burning Toronto down, as you can hear. They have played with Levon Helm, Kris Kristofferson, and toured the US, Canada, and Europe. And these two artists, great artists, were joined by Proof Rock, a beat poet out of Ottawa, who you can find on Reverb Nation as well as Twitter as Proof Rock MC. And this great session is available as of today on Pinball Sessions, as is the Deslons. So if you would like to hear the full sessions, head to pinballsessions.com and you can check them out. Now, some more information. There is a show this Saturday, December 14th, in Guelph at Pinball Studios. Tickets are only $20 for this unique opportunity to see Legato Vipers, the Weber Brothers from today, and Harlan Peppers in the actual studio where Pinball Sessions is recorded. And tickets are limited, so you can get them online at pinballsessions.com, or if you're lucky, some will be available at the door. Also, we have Donate Now and t-shirts on our website, and you may know Pinball Sessions and the Pinball Sessions podcast is a labor of love that several hardworking people keep together week by week, and the music is recorded and passed on to you for free, but it still costs us some money to keep it up. Now, we don't want to charge money just yet, so we're hoping if you enjoy Pinball Sessions, you'll consider heading to the Donate button on our website, passing a little our way this holiday season to help 2014 get off to a great start. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting something for your donation, you can also buy a Pinball Sessions t-shirt. I am wearing one right now. Not that it matters since this is audio, but you can get it for $20. You'll receive a shirt. Again, head to pinballsessions.com to see the colors available and to order. And your help is greatly appreciated to keep Pinball Sessions free for as long as we can. The last thing to bring up is Pokey Lafarge at 1,000 likes. It's happening soon. We will release the complete Pokey Lafarge pinball session recorded this summer during Hillside Festival when we hit 1,000 likes on Facebook, and we're closing that last lap with less than 150 to go. So please head to facebook.com/pinballsessions. Click like if you haven't already. It's easy to do, and we only post pinball-related news and updates on Facebook. So by doing so, you'll bring us much closer to releasing Pokey. Not actually releasing him. We don't have him confined, but we are holding his music hostage. So if you would like that music to be freed, please help us out. And if you want a taste of what you're missing, head to our Vimeo page at vimeo.com/pinballsessions and check out our recent documentary about Bruce Brigham, who is a pinball enthusiast. The background music, it's from the Pokey Lafarge session. So pause now and check out the video right here. There. Did you hear it? Isn't it awesome? Now, go click like on Facebook, and you'll soon be able to download that full session and keep it forever. And the last thing to bring up, please join our newsletter. You will get updates on new and upcoming sessions, new podcasts, contests, and more. It's easy to do. Just go to pinballsessions.com, and in the right column under the pinball facts, you can join for great music and bonus content. And who knows? Maybe we'll let you in on our dirty secrets. Who knows? I was so excited for this session, I forgot to say my name. So I'm going to say it now. My name is Rue, and I'd like to thank you for listening to the Pinball Sessions podcast. We're sorry we are a week late, but we will keep it up through December and into the new year. So there will be a new session next week. Thank you for listening, and take care. Bye.